Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
All right, so here we are, Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And by the way, if you ever come to Concord, take you to SipCo, where they you get to design your own drink. It's so much fun, and it would be so good alternative to any of the stuff that realtors usually get into. Yeah.
Now that's cool. That's
We're waiting to get a name designed for it. This is going to be the Lee Brown special, but I'm waiting on my Instagram fans to name it because it's sparkling water, mango puree, and fresh orange.
Oh my gosh, that sounds perfect.
It's so delightful. And it's like 1,000 degrees outside, so it's perfect.
Yes. Yes, I could see that right now. That would be amazing. So I vote for it.
Tell my listeners and viewers where you're located and what, how long you've been in real estate, so all of my people can meet the dependent agent and they'll hear about your new project here in a little bit.
Thank you. It's so good to be with you and see you today. Yeah, I'm Christy Gessler. I have been in the Central Texas real estate market, so around the Austin area, Round Rock, Cedar Park, the Great Williamson County, for 15 years. I came to real estate actually out of law enforcement for 7. So I was a cop for 7 years, and then I decided I'd wrangle some different suspects in real estate.
Well, being in the Austin market, that was a prescient move considering what's happening in Austin right now.
Yeah, I think my timing was excellent. Yes, I did this back in the 90s, and I had my time, and I love my boys in blue and brown, but it's, you know, a different era. So found myself in real estate, and I had a journey through it where I was in a real estate assistant at first, and then got my license, and, you know, went through all the steps. And I actually went, and I was a local franchise owner here in Austin of the franchise that started here in Austin, the Big Red Company. I was an owner of their franchise for a short time here in Cedar Park. So talk about a life lesson and a lot of what led me to the dependent agent. There's the crazy shit in real estate.
Actually, you know, one of the crazy shit stories is I saw pictures of the primary residence of one of the founders of that Red Company with that driveway with the tree. And I was like, very interesting. But anyway, it's a whole different side story.
Yeah, no, it's always interesting down here.
Mm-hmm. You real estate people who want to know the side scoop, you're going to have to reach out to Christy about that one. Or you can reach out to Laura Duggan, because Laura's the one that told me that whole story.
There you go. That's a good one. Yeah.
We love Laura. So anyway, so you got through that particular stage in your real estate life to land where?
Here. So I decided after that whole experience, and actually my experience in rehabilitation, which we can talk about, I decided to open up my own company, my own real estate brokerage, which to most people sounded like suicide. Coming out of the dependency and going into your own gig sounded a little nuts. But I've been doing it now for 2 years. I have 14 amazing agents. It's like life has just settled into Zen. Everything has just landed where it needs to land for me personally and professionally right now. So I'm super happy to be where I am, but I love being a non-competing little indie broker. It's like my favorite thing. I don't sell anymore, but I empower my peeps to go. So
all right. So our listeners don't know you. And of course, we have a lot of viewers, too. I keep forgetting we have YouTube, too. So, hey, friends.
Yes.
So you should know that a lot of our viewers and listeners don't do regular real estate. They are just people who are like, what y'all got going on today? And they might not know the side of real estate that you're about to tell them about, which has to do with the fact that realtors are hard chargers. They go 12, 14, 16 hours a day. They work really hard. They put themselves in last place. And then they go to events and conferences and kind of come completely a little bit, a lot out of control. And so tell them about your journey. And I know that you're really open about your story because you believe that transparency helps other people. So I'd love for you to share a little bit about the craziness that real estate exacerbated in your life.
Thank you. It is true. So we know, and if you're right, when we're inside the industry, sometimes we don't realize kind of what that outside perception might look like. And so one of the most powerful things that happened to me, I'd been out of my stint in rehab for about 2 weeks, and I ran into a friend, and he said, "Are you doing okay?" He said, "I'm so surprised you didn't go sooner." And I was like, awkward. He goes, "Every realtor I've ever known has been just this side of an addict, alcoholic, or suicidal. And I am surprised it took you so long to get to rehab, and I'm glad you did." And I'm like, he said the perception, he was just a corporate guy, not anyone related to real estate other than having used a realtor. in his life. That hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was like, okay, I think that in my new world of recovery, I need to start sharing the message of it is okay to find ways to have a lot of fun without a lot of booze, if you can do it. I've learned that I have a lot more fun and I'm a lot more dangerous without alcohol than I ever was with booze. I have more fun now, largely because I remember everything and some people don't.
Lots to be said for that. You don't have to tell lies because you didn't make anything up and you remember everything.
Pretty much remember everything. Yeah. Now, you know, besides age setting in, right? But I mean, I started to see an opportunity. And as I've grown in leadership through my service now with Texas Realtors and with my local board at Williamson County and NAR, I just see a need for us maybe to start the conversation about awareness about these stresses and struggles and the way we don't put ourselves first. And we do internalize. That's what the client don't know. We internalize all of their stresses and struggles. They don't get that part.
That is an excellent point because, and I do think that's the differentiator between the top professional realtors and the ones who are a deal here, a deal there. Uh-huh. If you're just doing this kind of on the side, you might not eat it, sleep it, breathe it. And Christy's 100% right. I've met realtors that can't sleep because their client can't sleep.
Yes.
You can't even control the situation, but oh my gosh, your hearts are so big in real estate and you as a consumer might not know it. It depends on how much your realtor is willing to show you about how hard they're working, but it's an emotional burden so many realtors carry. I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, because if you think about it right now, everyone's carrying added emotional burdens right now just with COVID and Black Lives Matter and everything else that's happening in our world right now. Our emotional burdens, don't even talk to me about the election, right? I mean, we're like in, all this stuff we're trying to take in and then we're trying to help people also make the biggest investment of their lives and all that goes along with that and try to keep it halfway safe. And it's just adding a new wrinkle. So I think it's important to talk about that we don't, clients maybe don't realize that, and maybe we need to be more aware of how much we take in and how much we hold in. I held it way too long and took it out with some things I shouldn't have been using to help me get through some of that time, and that was the booze.
How'd you hit the point where you felt like you needed rehab? What was the moment? And then we've all seen, you know, the episode of The Office where Michael decides to check Meredith into rehab because her hair catches on fire, and so that's probably the only experience most people have with rehab institutions. And what was the turning point for you?
Well, here's the crazy story in real estate too that might tie this all together, in that it was at an NAR conference in Chicago.
Oh, and it was raining that whole event too. So did you get lost in the rain?
Yeah. So this was the first year I went to NAR, and it was in Chicago, which is my hometown. That's where I grew up. So I was kind of back in like the hood, you know, kind of just in my partying days. And when I fell down the steps into Timothy O'Toole's bar off Michigan Avenue, I figured it might be time to reevaluate. I was there with a friend and she brought me home and promptly called another friend who came to my house about a day later, picked me up and took me to the hospital. So it was that
amazing
quick.
Friends. Hold, yes. I love you.
Yes. It was an amazing experience. So they came to my front door. I tried to leave the office to go, or I tried to leave my home to go to work that day. And I was drinking too much in the morning. I needed to go issue DAs and I couldn't leave. And I was struggling what to do. And they came and just took me to the hospital. And I went into the rehab program then. And so that was November 8th of 2017 is when they came to my door. So that's what it was. It was kind of the realization for me. And right after I got into the treatment, obviously I had tons of personal issues. Please don't, you know, I mean, I had so much baggage to unwrap that I have unwrapped. But after that conference, I said, this is not the lifestyle. This is not the realtor life I want in these environments. And I don't want that for myself. And so that was my aha.
So you flipped that switch like that.
I did. I'm 1,000 days sober. I haven't touched booze since November 8th. That's the deal, man. Yeah, thanks. Yeah. So
girl,
it's a hard.
How much weight have you lost? You must have lost weight doing that too. Holy crap.
Well, I was losing some weight then because I was a team leader and killing myself, right? So we were already on the downward path.
You were eating anyway. Who needs to eat?
We have time to do that. So then I was just really fueling with the booze. And wine was my friend. And, you know, what was in your Yeti? Who knows, right? Those kind of days. And I'm very honest about that.
This is sparkling water.
I know, and mango puree. And we're
for the record, I'm not drinking at the office.
I got iced tea myself, too. We should check. But anyway, you know, and I was doing that. And I just had to have that that break from it. And what I was eating it poorly then, and so when my body recovered and I took the toxin out of the alcohol, my health has improved immensely. I'm no longer on the anxiety and depression medicines anymore. I've lived a clean life of every, you know, I just, it's been a radical change. My hair, my skin, my face, my muscle tone, it all changed. So I lost some pounds, but I got some pounds back where they wanted to go, you know, not just in my gut.
So how are you received by other realtors when you talk about this stuff? Because we know that anytime you talk about dependency issues, any addictions, mental health issues, it's a pretty quick pivot to something else because that's not a sexy topic. So I'm curious how you're getting the word out. You have your new podcast coming out, but just even conversations with your agents in your market, what do they say when you give them this much information?
The first reaction was, oh God, should we invite her anywhere? Because will she still be wanting to be social, right? And the first thing I said to everybody is, do not exclude me from a happy hour. I still like to be happy. I still have happy hours. I will just have iced tea during my happy hour. So that was my first thing. They were tentative to ask me to go to places. Or like, hey, we're going to go grab a drink after work. You want to go with us? And I'm like, yes, I really do, because I want to talk and engage. So I'm fortunate in that my recovery allowed me to be around the booze. But it was really how people started to feel and integrate. But I tell you what, I've gotten hit up by a lot of people so far who said, help me get on the journey to sobriety. And I've had private messages and messages that I didn't think people, you know, knowing some of us the way we know each other in the industry, right? I've connected with people on levels that I am so thankful for. And there's a confidentiality there that I am entrusted with, and I'm honored to have it. So I'm hopefully, and I'm not a therapist, I have no training in this other than I've lived it. I just want to guide people if I can to get to this light.
Hey, catch that asterisk, y'all. Neither one of us is qualified and all this shit we're just talking about. You need a pro. If you need 911, please call 911. If you need suicide assistance, please call the suicide hotline. Mm-hmm. But if you're just in that kind of a feeling lost space, I mean, there's other humans out there that will do for you what Christy's friends did for her. I'm so grateful that you had friends that loved you that much, that mm-hmm. they weren't going to let you just fall off the planet. And maybe that's one of the things we should take out of our experience in real estate. We do for other people in these really big ways. And we sometimes forget to look after our colleagues in that way.
Yes.
Even when we're in the same market working all the time, because you put on this big front, and the front says, I'm perfect. Everything's great all the time. I'm selling everything in sight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfection. Mm-hmm. Because perfection is not real.
No. But perception is reality. And we're salespeople, and we try to do our best to exude some of that. And we're all human, and we all have, you know, these failings, and that's okay. And yeah, if we kind of touch on each other a little bit and say, are you seriously okay? Like, really? Like, okay. And, you know, and I'm not trying to be in any way judgmental, and I never am. And I experienced, you said the other thing, I experienced some judgment back when I was first kind of coming out of this a little bit. And I was okay with that. I kind of understood, you know, it's a sensitive subject. But I do think that we really need to check in on each other a little bit. We check in on our clients really well. So I always make a point to try to reach out to a couple people a week and just, you know, random. You doing good? Doing good. It goes a long way, I think.
So tell me about your podcast and the project that you started, what your goals are with the dependent agent.
Thank you so much. So I said in 2020, you know, going back to our original business plans back in 2019, what are we going to do this year? Luckily, the only thing that didn't change for me was podcasting. And I said, I'm going to give this a shot. So I had a little nest egg of money, and I said, I'm going to do it right. So I hired a production company here in Austin, Texas, called Tiki Cam Productions. They're pretty cool. They
You're
guided
really
me.
Good place for that, by the way, mm-hmm. being in like a creative, mm-hmm. weird capital, lots of art there.
Easy. But I knew that was outside my wheelhouse, and it wasn't going to be a very good production if I didn't try to get a little help. So I was willing to make that investment. And so I did, and I've been recording episodes. I'm on to episode 22 is where I'm at now. Yep. I have committed myself to do this project for a year, see where it goes, but I'm putting out a body of work that matters a lot to me. And the message of the whole body of work, talking with you today is an amazing thing. Thank you. And just being able to kind of get the word out. It's my body of work for this next year. And when it's done, I'm going to be doing some other things with NAR's Leadership Academy next year. And I'll kind of see where it goes. You see? So I'll kind of let this, I wanted to put this body of work out there and open this conversation and push it a little, but also just let it organically go. So that's my goal for it, is just to, again, spur conversation and community.
Well, I think your timing is perfect because we're recording this, of course, in the midst of the great pandemic and the COVID era. And realtors have had a really rough time during this because they're people. They're accustomed to being mm-hmm. around each other And so we are seeing there's a lot that are, they're feeling the weight of the world on them. And unfortunately, that's the first place a lot of people go when the weight of the world is on them, is to different dependencies, whether it's gambling or alcohol or other kinds of addictions. In fact, I think I told you this, my local, in North Carolina, our liquor sales are controlled by the state. So we have the ABC stores. So you can only buy beer and wine at the grocery stores. And I was visiting my local adult beverage store because I do enjoy an adult beverage. And Todd told me that sales are up 700% year over year. And y'all, they ain't pouring that down the drain. And so you have to wonder if your timing, Christy, is not providential, because God makes everything happen in the right timing, that you're going to be providing a resource for people who need it right now. So if you're listening to this or watching this and you know somebody that needs it, I think you should feel free to share it with them. And then maybe they would click on the show notes for the episode where we're going to have all of Christy's information so y'all can reach out to her and ask questions. We'll have a link to her podcast in the show notes so you can also find that podcast and download it and listen to it and subscribe it, because you want to subscribe to hers and to mine. Give us both 5 stars because we need stars so people can find us. But think about it. And if you have a story to tell, you've had that kind of a journey yourself.
Yes.
Go ahead and let Christy know. She's looking for guests that can be transparent, vulnerable, and willing to help other people, because that's what the best humans do. You look out for other humans. Like her two friends looked out for her in Chicago.
That's right.
I don't even know who it was, but I love them for whatever they did. So Christy, any final words for the audience before we set them back loose into the world?
Yeah, no, thanks. Be brave and fearless out there, people. Try to take care of yourself. Just remember, self-care is number one. It really is. So thanks, Lee. Thanks for all you do. I love your podcast. I do listen to it religiously, and it's a fun, fun, good laugh. Gosh, I love it every time. So thanks for getting the message out. Let's just build a community of caring within us too. We do good outside. Let's keep the wagons tight around each other too in this tough time.
And we aren't necessarily laughing today, but you know, there's times where we need to think about it too. And if we told you all the times we have scraped colleagues up out of the bottom of elevator shafts, that's funny for a minute until you realize that that's the person that needs you to send this podcast to them. So just in case they're ready, they can hear it. So Christy, thank you for being willing to talk about an uncomfortable space to help people. I appreciate what you're doing. And I'm excited to support your projects. Y'all support
you too, girl.
And I guess we'll see you next time.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular, normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.